It's Monday, March 29th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Nevada added jobs last month, and the state unemployment office reported the jobless figure improved slightly to 8.3%. A State Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation report released on Thursday shows that was an improvement from 8.5% in January, but it's still more than twice the record low of 3.6% in February of last year. The coronavirus pandemic arrived a month later, prompting casino and business closures and pushing Nevada's unemployment figure past 30% last April. California added 141,000 jobs last month as more than a quarter of a million people returned to the workforce. The California Employment Development Department said Friday that the state's unemployment rate in February was 8.5%, down from 9% in January. Employment in restaurants and hotels surged by more than 102,000. That's a reflection of loosening virus restrictions on businesses as more people are getting vaccinated. California's unemployment rate remains more than 2 percentage points higher than the nation as a whole, but employment numbers could improve in the coming months as the state lifts more restrictions. A mysterious disease has stricken several young black bears captured in the Sierra Nevada. One telltale sign is their fearlessness at being around humans. KUNR's Michelle Billman has the details.
California veterinarians said in the past year, officials have captured 4 bears with encephalitis, which can be caused by a body's immune system attacking itself. Although bears normally shy away from humans, the sickly bears are not showing fear. Scientists have discovered 5 new viruses in some of the bears with the symptoms, but they have not determined whether the viruses are to blame for the disease. Michelle Billman, KUNR News.
Nevada health officials reported 143 more confirmed COVID-19 cases yesterday, but no new deaths. The latest numbers increased the state's pandemic totals to more than 303,000 cases and 5,236 known deaths. The number of infections is thought to be far higher than reported because many people have not been tested, and studies suggest people can be infected with the virus without feeling sick. New cases for Nevada were below the 2-week moving average of 196 cases per day. The state had averaged 4 deaths daily over the same span. Health officials said that of the 143 new cases, all but one of them were in Clark County. The pandemic launched a ton of people into the world of gardening for the first time when stay-at-home orders were placed. Now anyone across our region can refine their harvesting skills by tuning into free virtual workshops next month. The Mountain West News Bureau's Stephanie Serrano reports.
The University of Nevada is hosting an 8-part gardening program. It's on Zoom and aims to teach people the basics.
You can successfully grow a fair amount of food on your own property or just in any small parcel of land.
That's Chad Morris, who's coordinating the program. He says much of the information is applicable throughout the Intermountain West due to our dry, arid climate along with typically alkali soils. People can do all 8 or just one of the evening workshops on things like the science behind hot composting to lower risk pesticides and best practices for preserving critical insects.
20 years ago, you pick up a rock and you would see a bustling biosphere of insects, and that's really not something that you see anymore.
You can register for all 8 workshops or pick 1 or 2 by visiting growyourownnevada.com. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano.
The coin trading world has a new gold standard with the $8.4 million sale at auction of the only known 1822 half-eagle $5 piece. Experts confirm the coin that traded hands late last week in Las Vegas is one of 3 of its kind in existence. The price was the highest for a U.S. gold coin struck by the U.S. Mint. The buyer remained anonymous. The price approaches the highest ever for a U.S. coin after a 1794 U.S. flowing hair silver dollar once fetched $10 million. The public auction was staged by Stax Bowers Galleries. Those are your morning news headlines for Monday, March 29th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.